Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light Restrictive Bondage. This file will slowly take away your senses, your movement, and eventually your mind. The way this works is almost gentle in nature. It requires trust, patience. This is for you to enjoy as much as you feel comfortable letting go. Imagine yourself standing, simple clothes tight to your body, which will make anything else easier. It all begins with a blindfold, taking away one of your primary senses. Step by step, placing the blindfold over your eyes with careful movements. Ideally, you don't have to do a thing. Any movement needed will be gently shown to you without any words. And there's a reason for that that will very soon become clear. After the blindfold is nice and snug, making sure that you can't secretly peek beneath it, headphones are being placed over your ears, really nice, big, comfortable headphones. And just to make it harder for you to hear anything else, this file is playing while the rest happens. The familiar voice, the music in the background, it will help prevent you from hearing anything else. The volume is, of course, set comfortably low. Your senses can relax. The next step is also to take away your ability to speak. A small ball gag is carefully pressed against your lips, waiting for you to open your mouth so it can be placed there, and you can relax your jaw afterwards. Every movement is slow and meticulous, caring and careful. The ball gag is fastened behind your neck, and it provides an almost comfortable pressure already there. There is a moment when nothing happens. it would be easy for your mind to try to imagine the steps. Perhaps retrieving rope, moving around you to observe. The first thing you feel is a gentle touch against your wrist, very softly pulling it outwards so that rope can be wound around it. A loop first, then pulled, and the contrast between the warm touch and the cooler rope, the softness versus the rough. It doesn't take long for your wrist to be stuck in a very comfortable winding of rope. It is allowed to keep hanging while your other wrist is softly touched, then pulled forward and also tied. Rope wrapped around and wound a few more times to make sure that both wrists are equally properly tied. Very slowly, both arms are folded forwards over your stomach, so your wrists end up close together and can be easily attached to you by letting the rope go around your waist and then crossing over your back, being pulled underneath your arms so it can cross over your chest and apply some gentle pressure with every breath. Again, underneath your other arm, crossing your back, around your waist and being tied to the other wrist. Now if you try to move your arms a little, you can feel already how the ropes pull on your body. Every breath you take tensions the ropes just a little. It is easy to breathe, it's just very noticeable. A very careful caress from your shoulders down your arms. Let you feel that everything is safe and sound. That you know that if you let it be known that anything is wrong or needs adjusting, that it will immediately be noticed and listened to. While you're still standing there with barely any rope around you, headphones, blindfold, ball gag, unable to see or hear what is happening around you, retrieved, and slowly you can feel another touch over your arm as rope is being slowly wound over the outside of your arms and across your chest, applying such wonderful pressure. It makes sure that your arms cannot even make the tiniest movements. And every breath you take, you are aware of how tied up you are. It doesn't take that long to finish with your chest and back, even though your sense of time is a little distorted between all these sensations. Sometimes you can feel the rope being pulled, causes a wonderful pressure and tension everywhere, and as soon as it's let go, the wave that follows behind the sensation is quite the experience. Your legs are still free for now. Very carefully, you are pressed against your chest to move back. After a step or two, you can feel something against your legs, allowing you to slowly sit down and then lean back to fall all the way down, resting on a comfortable surface. A stroke down the side of your leg, all the way down to your ankles, pulling any thoughts you had to the last bit of freedom. Unlike your wrists, your ankles are immediately being tied together, first around, and then with some rope being looped over the bridging wires between them to make them unable to escape. What's especially nice about that is that the same rope can then be used to pull your legs into any position that is wanted right now. With you laying on your back, your arms across your stomach, the rest of your body can still be moved in many ways. This time, are being pulled towards your hips, your knees up. Rope first between your legs and then being wound around your upper and lower legs so they cannot unbend anymore. A It takes a few windings to make sure your legs are secure, your body is safe against any kind of movement. Every now and then you can feel a comforting caress over your shoulder down your arm, just to let you know that you're being observed, taken care of. Now that your legs are tied, the only thing remaining is to connect all the ropes together. First, the ropes around your legs are being connected to the harness around your chest. This causes any twitch in your legs to also be felt all around your body. And just to show you how all of this works, a little push against the ropes around your ankles is felt even in your back. But there's one more important rope missing, left to last very much on purpose. Very carefully, you can feel a hand lifting your neck. A double rope is being looped behind it, then pulled to the front, crossed over your chest, and between your arms with some effort, going all the way underneath you, carefully maneuvering your body enough to put the rope there. And then, inevitably, letting both ropes come together at your tailbone, and then loop to the front. Very carefully tightened so that you can feel it pressing deep. Attached to the front, the tension of the ropes that go from your legs to the harness, and now every pull, every little movement is your whole body. A careful press against your chest is felt in your legs and arms, a gentle pull on the ropes tightens them almost everywhere, and your breathing allows you to be fully aware of how stuck you really are. Again, gentle caresses make sure that you're safe. Time means very little when you're simply laying here, listening to a file playing in your ears, while most most of the movement outside of your body seems to have stopped. And suddenly a strong pull on a rope, tightening it to the point of making it almost hard to breathe, but it also feels so intense everywhere. And as the pull is released, there's this wave of blankness. And then again, after your breath fades, it pulls tight to make sure that you feel it and lets go. It's almost too much. A strong grab across your chest of the harness, pulling it up almost as if you were to be suspended, feeling yourself dangle for a moment from these threads, and then gently put down again. The next pulls of the rope blend together into a strange nothingness. They flow into sensations of tension and relaxation, of pressure and release, until they become an almost white noise of nothingness. And time just seems to blend into nothing. Blankness. Emptiness. Adrift in your own mind. Your body unable to see, hear, or move, to speak or think. Right now, you exist, and that is all that is needed. Everything else is taken care of. Inside and away of your body, both keenly aware of how restricted you are, as well as how free your mind is as it lets go. Almost like an opposite sensory deprivation. Overwhelmed and let go. Calm. Taken care of. Time. Seems to move at an unknown pace. While your mind is still drifting, your body floating, every now and then you can feel a stroke across your shoulder and arm. Making sure that you know that everything is taken care of. as you are unable to do anything but feel. And in a moment, this file will end, and as it's playing merely whatever follows after is up to you. The imprint of the ropes will probably be felt for a while. When they are removed, I wonder. Eventually, though, you will return back to the world, slowly released, carefully helped back into awareness when you are ready for it. However long that takes, enjoy it as much as you like.